Hi, welcome to a new episode in Tech Talk. I'm Olivia Closer, I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft Germany. And with me, I've got Anna from the Project Oxford team. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for actually coming over.
It's amazing to be here.
Before talking about Project Oxford, let's take a step back, actually, because Project Oxford, or a lot of us have heard of machine learning nowadays, and machine learning has gotten a lot of hype at the moment. And our vision for Microsoft is to democratize machine learning as much as possible. What does this democratization actually mean? In other words, just imagine 100 years ago, if you wanted to actually get a suit, you usually would go to a tailor, get one actually measured for you, and tailored just for yourself. And that's the same thing with like what it used to be the case with machine learning. You have those super brainiacs, data scientists who actually worked for months and years for one specific model, and this was perfect for that particular scenario with these particular parameters. But now, going back to the analogy with the suits, nowadays if you want to buy a suit, you could just go to Zara, H&M, or I don't know, Hugo Boss, and get one of those fancy suits, which doesn't necessarily have to be tailored or just to yourself. And that's the same idea with our machine learning API marketplace, that we can already provide with all the knowledge of all those 2,000 brainiacs data scientists that we actually have here at Microsoft, and use that one to help you get the most value out of your website or out of your marketing campaign and so on and so forth. And out of those marketplace, the one that is actually sticking the most, is getting the most hype, is Project Oxford. I think it's also partially the name. Oxford always sounds like really fancy. And yeah, you might have heard about howold.net as well. I guess you, as being part of Project Oxford team, when did you join?
So I joined Project Oxford right around Build last year. So Howold came out, and I was like, wow, this is the team that I'm joining. It's amazing.
I can imagine. There's like, it's so vibrant and so much to learn.
It definitely made it much easier to explain what I was doing. But no, we were extremely excited by the sort of reception to Microsoft releasing these sort of Oxford APIs. It was very exciting to see that demand was there.
Very cool. And you've already opened the Project Oxford site, actually. Can you just give us a short introduction, like what does actually Project Oxford cover?
Absolutely. So Project Oxford is a set of artificial intelligence-based APIs. So we have vision, speech, and language APIs. They're extremely easy to use. We have a whole portfolio of APIs in these categories. And the premise behind Oxford is that you don't have to be an expert in machine learning. You don't have to be a computer vision expert. You don't have to have collected an inordinate amount of data and labeled it and done all this work. You can just get started.
And this is all stuff that actually our Microsoft research has been working on for quite a long time.
Yes, so this is work that's coming out from Microsoft research and from some of the product divisions, and it's sort of the best that we've got, and we're making it available to anybody. And so some of the same technology that goes into Cortana or into Bing or into Xbox, you as a developer can use today.
That's very cool. Let's have a look at the vision APIs. I think this is probably like one of the most exciting part of Project Oxford.
It's extremely exciting.
So what does computer vision API actually do?
Absolutely. So computer vision has a couple of different operations. So there's what you kind of might think of as sort of the classic computer vision, which is analyzing an image. So we do putting images into categories, finding dominant colors, potentially you can identify if images are adult or racy, just sort of image tagging.
And if you say like putting categories there, it actually means like identifying what actually would be there in the picture?
Yeah, so is this a photo of a person? Is this a photo that's underwater? Is this a photo of a building? Thumbnail generation. So it's sort of smart thumbnail generation, so it's not just randomly cropping something, but it's trying to find the main subject of a photo.
Mm-hmm. That would be very good for people with a digital camera and taking thousands of pictures every day.
Absolutely. Or if you have a website where you're displaying photos, you have a preview, you don't want to just sort of randomly show stuff. OCR?
I think this is probably the most interesting one, because I can think of so many scenarios with like hospitals or governments who have a lot of paper and want to digitize it. And then I'm guessing with OCR, you can just analyze what text is actually written in there.
Yeah, there are a lot of scenarios like that where, you know, a lot of the world's valuable data is text, but a lot of that text is not, you know, saved as text, it's saved as images. So something like OCR can make things a lot easier for you.
That's very cool.
And then some stuff around content moderation and the sort of photo DNA service that if you have a web service allows you to identify adult photos.
And then I'm guessing another API amongst those vision APIs is Face API.
Yes.
Which then became so famous because of How Old.net as well.
That's right. If you are the one person on this video who has not been to HowOld.net, I encourage you to go right now. But yes, so we have a sort of core face detection API that can also look for attributes like pose, age, and gender prediction. There's face verification, so are these two photos of the same person or not? Similar face searching, face grouping, face identification. So a lot of things around, you know, who is this person? Mm. You know, what are they, you know, that kind of thing.
And your project or baby would be Emotion API. And maybe you brought a demo as well.
I did.
Like, well, can you just show what demo you
Absolutely.
Did?
Absolutely.
We can see what Emotion API actually does.
Sure. So a little bit of context is that Emotion API is based on, you know, some psychological research that has helped people identify people's emotions based on their facial expressions. So there's a lot of literature in this in the research community. And Emotion API lets you sort of automatically label faces based on this historical research. So here's a demo. Let's try a smile. There we go. So that is, you know, with very high confidence, happiness.
And we can see all those categories down there.
Yeah, right down here at the bottom, you can see, you know, that this is, in all likelihood, happiness. Do you want to be surprised this time?
Okay.
And I will go with, I'll just surprise too. Oh, well, I didn't do that quite right, because that came out as fear. I should work on my fake emotions.
Well, that could actually be fear as well.
Yeah, it definitely looks more like fear now that I see it.
Cool. So can you, like, explain to us what is actually behind Emotion API? Or maybe also, like, how did it actually get started?
Absolutely.
Emotion API?
So one of the really exciting things about Emotion API is that, you know, all the Project Oxford APIs are coming out of research groups at Microsoft. So mostly within Microsoft Research, and in some cases in product groups that are working on stuff that was worked in conjunction with Microsoft Research. And Emotion API was particularly exciting because we worked, you know, the sort of product side of things in the research division, which is where I sit, was embedded with the research team really from the get-go. And so, you know, we released Emotion API in early November, actually only 2 days after, you know, the research team published the paper for the first time.
Wow.
So that turnaround was, you know, much shorter. You know, historically at Microsoft, when we've taken research from MSR and productized it, you know, there's been something of a delay for that tech transfer, or there's been a delay in productization. But through Project Oxford, you know, we're getting you the cutting edge, like in days, literally.
That's impressive. Really impressive.
Yeah, I was very excited about this. So if you actually want to check out the paper.
Yeah. For those guys amongst you who are more into the research part.
You know, so this is not exactly the same technology that's in the Emotion API. This is sort of the original background research that was done here. But you should take a look at this paper. You know, this was Cha Zhang's group at Microsoft Research, which is, you know, really cutting edge, has been in this kind of field, doing computer vision around faces. You know, he's done a lot of great research. And so you're really benefiting from absolutely cutting edge computer vision research here.
Yeah, I can imagine, because there it also says, like, deep network learning. This is probably the most hyped buzzword at the moment, like, amongst the data science or machine learning community.
Yeah, I mean,
this has enabled a lot of things, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just so lucky that that's available now to anybody. You know, you don't have to have had, you know, a PhD to take advantage of this in your web app.
And what do you actually need to know to actually use this API?
Post. You know how to use a REST API? Are you familiar with a post? That's about it. I mean, in Lemoore, you've got to sign up for an API key, but the barrier to entry is extremely low, so...
Okay. So nothing to do with machine learning or computer vision or anything. All you need to do is post, and that's it.
That's it. I mean, we literally from an Oxford side have tried to make it extremely easy.
This is really cool. Just wondering, so like, do you have any call to action for anyone outside there? Like, what to do?
Well, visit projectoxford.ai.
And I'm guessing this will be, like, this will be extended from time to time anyways, and most
yes.
of these ones are still in preview, so you can imagine there's a lot of work still going on. It's going to be improved by weeks and weeks, and yeah, this is good.
Yes, so the project is expanding, we're onboarding a bunch of new APIs. We're still in preview, so there is still stuff that's being worked on, but yeah.
Actually, we in an internal project, just like as a hackathon, we are thinking of using Emotion API to gather sentiment in a football stadium or soccer stadium, as you call this here in the US.
Oh my gosh.
Just for security guards as well.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it actually enables a lot of scenarios, so it's really exciting. Is there something else on your heart that you want to like say to the audience?
I really just would encourage everybody to go and get started. You know, we have really tried to make these APIs extremely straightforward to use, and you're getting the best of Microsoft technology in something that it's sort of trivial to get started. So be imaginative, try things out. We're really hoping that by providing, you know, developers around the world the opportunity to use some of Microsoft's best technology, that we will let people use their creativity and their vision to build really exciting stuff.
And then, as you said, like on projectoxford.ai, there's a lot of information, a lot of documentation on every single API anyways.
Yes.
And also lots of very nice live demos.
So yes, absolutely. Check out those demos.
Definitely. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I hope that you guys are all going on projectoxford.ai and trying out all those awesome APIs. Thank you.
Thank you so much.